We're dealing with that, of course. And tell us the latest arrangement that the district has set up with the City of Portage Street Department to give more people an opportunity to be able to recycle their organics.
The two public compost sites in Porter County, one in Valparaiso and one in Boone Grove, leave a little bit to be desired for those who like to compost in North Porter County. I mean, it's an awful long way to take your brush and your dead plants and stuff to compost. So the Portage Street Department has an agreement with Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction that is allowing all Porter County residents to be able to bring their yard waste and their tree branches and, you know, when they're cleaning up their yard, their dead plants and stuff to bring their yard waste to the Portage Street Department to drop off. Mm-hmm. And also, as they're sprucing up their yard, they can take compost and mulch anytime. So it's exciting. It's a great way for people in North Porter County to be able to have access to those same kind of services that we offer in Valparaiso and Boone Grove.
Are these basically the same types of materials that have been dropped off at the other Porter County composting operations for being chopped up and then put out on the compost piles?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Christmas time, I don't even want to say that, but come Halloween time, because I'm not sure they're going to be open in December, but like Halloween time, they can bring their pumpkins and their gourds and all of those kinds of things as well. It's a great way for them to be able to compost and maintain their yards, and it's great for the environment, of course.
Now, how long has the work been underway to work with the City of Portage Street Department to get this set up?
I honestly don't know. I know that they have been working on getting their compost site publicly accessible, but because that has taken some time, we have worked out a deal with them where they're allowing their street department to be accessible for those same reasons.
Yeah.
So until their compost site is available to the public, we think that this is still a great service for those who live in North Porter County.
Now, speaking of the compost sites, let's talk about the public compost sites that are open in Porter County. They're open, I guess, now. They opened up this week, didn't they, for the public to be able to bring material over?
Yes, absolutely. They opened on Monday, so they are officially open for the season. They're open 6 days a week, and when you're doing your yard cleanup, bring us your yard waste, and there's mulch and compost for anybody who's interested.
Now, the hours for the, by the way, let's get the hours out here for the folks that aren't aware of them. The two sites, Valparaiso and the Boone Grove sites, are open separate times, I guess. They're pretty close to the same time, but they are open certain days more often than others. I guess they're at the Valparaiso site, right?
Yes, you're right. The Valparaiso compost site is open from 9 to 5 Mondays through Fridays and from 9 to 4 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boone Grove site is open from noon to 5 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and from 9 to 4 on Saturdays.
Now, these are rather large composting operations, and so you get to be able to really take in a lot more material that's out there at the drop-off sites than in Valparaiso and out in the country there at Boone Grove. I imagine that even for the folks in Portage, but it gives Portage people an opportunity to be able to bring things over and still have some place to bring their materials that can be composted.
Yes, absolutely, because sometimes, you know, Valparaiso is just a little too far to do that kind of stuff,
so...
It's much more convenient in Portage for our North Porter County residents.
We're talking with Donna Stuckert with the Porter County Recycling and Waste Reduction. I hear about the composting operations that are open now. I keep forgetting to ask every time we get together and talk about this, what happens to the compost that gets, or the material, I should say, that gets dropped out at the composting sites. How is it handled out there? And this way it gets turned into material that homeowners can go out and pick up as finished compost.
Well, yes. At Valparaiso and Boone Grove, A lot of what is there is leaf material from the season before. Mm-hmm. So those are brought in specifically, like, for it's the Valparaiso compost site. It is owned by the city of Valparaiso. We help manage the material, which also allows the Valparaiso compost site to be accessed by anybody in Porter County. So you don't have to live in Valparaiso to use the Valparaiso compost site. But a lot of what's there are the leaves that are collected from a lot of Valparaiso residents, in addition to people that are trucking them in and stuff. And that's, you know, your dead plants and all of that stuff are put into windrows. And the Recycling and Waste Reduction District manages that, and we go through that and kind of aerate it. So it gets water, it gets air, and slowly it decomposes so that the following season it becomes this wonderful soil amendment and natural fertilizer. Yeah. So it's great for gardens and plants and, you know, inside and outside. So and it's accessible to anybody who lives in Porter County.
Now, at the Boone Grove side, is it pretty much the same there? Maybe not quite as many leaves as what you would expect to get there at Valparaiso, because you're right in the city and you have all of the residents that have leaves. And, of course, the street department will go around and pick up leaves up, too, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I believe either Hebron or Couts brings their leaves to Boone Grove. So yeah. There's still quite a bit of material that's brought in there. So there's a good quantity of compost that's available.
I also know, too, that at the public composting sites, the one there on Lincoln Way in Valparaiso and the one out at Boone Grove on 550 South, they also accept for proper disposal some material that's usually not taken out to a composting site. But in turn, I know that now that this is the time of year, we have decent weather. We're going to be getting our household hazardous waste collection program underway, too. First, tell us about the schedule for folks that have materials like in the garage or the basement or the shed they need to get rid of, and it's not what you can put in the trash.
That's right. We just announced our household hazardous waste collection schedule, and this is for material that's, you know, left over in your basement or in your garage, and after a while, you forget exactly what it is. It's old pesticides, it's old gasoline, it's oil, and we say that it's anything that's corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or contains reactive ingredients. And those are the kinds of things that we accept at our household hazardous waste schedule, or at our household hazardous waste collections, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And all of them are open from 9 to 2 p.m. on these dates. At the Porter County Expo Center, we've got two of them on Saturdays, May 12th and October 6th. At Portage High School, we've got two on June 16th and August 4th. And in Chesterton at Westchester Intermediate School, we've got one on July 7th. And at Couts Middle/High School, we've got one on July 28th. And again, those are from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we encourage all Porter County residents to bring all of those old pesticides and gasoline and anything that you do not want to put that down the drain or sewer or on the ground because it can be toxic and really bad for the environment. We will collect that kind of stuff and dispose of it properly.
And I know, too, as an incentive, that is, if you happen to be at the first-come, first-served basis, if you have old gasoline cans, you have a way to be able to turn those back in and get some new ones that are a little more environmentally friendly, too, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And those are on a first-come, first-served basis, and those are compliments of Northwest Indiana Clean Air. So we thank them for their supply that they give us every year.
Okay. Now, obviously, if anybody wants more information, we've just kind of mentioned the dates briefly and the locations briefly for the household hazardous waste collection schedule. But you can go on PorterCountyRecycling.org and find out more information, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. One last thing. We talk here about dealing with household hazardous waste, but there is one kind of waste that is not hazardous. It's something that's really more reusable than it is the kind of thing that you do necessarily put in the trash, and that's paint. Tell us about the latest project that you folks have been able to work with some residents and organizations in Porter County to be able to take advantage of that recycled paint.
Yes, we've had an agreement with the City of Hobart for a couple of years where they are taking accepting usable but unwanted latex paint from residents in Porter County.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that and you just don't like that color or you used up as much as you wanted and you don't want it anymore, you can take that to the City of Hobart and they will take that and they will mix that with other donations that have been brought in, and they create what's considered recycled latex paint.
Uh-huh.
And it's a neutral color. It's, when you think of it, it's combination of every color that's been brought in and every type of latex paint that's out there. So it's kind of a gray / beige color. So, and it's absolutely free to government and nonprofit organizations. And it's only $3 a gallon for anybody else. And any resident can purchase it. And nonprofit and government organizations, please go and use it. Now, the Portage Township YMCA is a great example of an organization that's been using it. And they are giving their facility a beautiful facelift with recycled latex paint. And they've changed their facility from these bright colors that were really in years and years ago, mm-hmm, to a very nice, clean, neutral color. So if you have the chance, stop by there and see what they've done with their facelift.
Now, once again, you mentioned that these donations of paint cans with paint still in them coming in from Lake and from Porter counties are being taken over into Hobart. If anybody is interested in getting the finished product, how can they find out more about that now?
Yes. Well, they can certainly jump on our website, PorterCountyRecycling.org, or they can visit the City of Hobart's website for hours and accessibility, because that is in their city, their public works department, and they sell it on certain days and they don't sell it on others, and they collect other days too. So we can certainly direct them from our website, PorterCountyRecycling.org.